Squarespace is not only the best place to build your website, but to discover new domains too. Something like topfootballcamp.com for your top football camp, whisperingbloom.com for your silent retreat, or whisperingboom.com for your shouting retreat. Maybe velvetchords.com for your music studio, or existentialglitter.com for your artist studio. With a website from Squarespace, you can build your brand and your business all at squarespace.com. Get your domain before they're gone with offer code MAKEITREAL for 10% off your domain or website.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Just some quick housekeeping. Everything you heard on traffic and weather is dated and not really happening right now. Yay!
Commander Reed looked at me and goes, "What just happened?"
That's...
And I said, "Sam played the wrong clips."
Nope. We don't have the right clips. That's what happens when the internet goes out.
Well, they're not the right ones, then they're the wrong ones.
Yes. It's either going to rain or it's not going to rain today.
Well, it might rain today. I can give you a weather
update. It might not also.
There was it.
Those are the two choices. They're either the right clips or the wrong clips, Sam.
A severe thunderstorm.
There's no in between.
Again, stretching from Iola, Kansas, diagonally all the way up to Kirksville. So if you're in Warrensburg, Harrisonville, severe thunderstorm watch. Mm-hmm.
I am watching the radar.
Closest locally, I believe, is Lafayette County, Johnson County, yeah. Missouri, and Cass County.
Here in Mission, it's cloudy.
I'm looking at the radar right now. The line of storms is one continuous line all the way down from the southern state line of Kansas all the way up into Iowa.
I thought you said it would be raining in Mission. This is from the New York Post. This occurred in West Yorkshire. Yorkshire, England, whatever. Eye-watering video footage shows a construction worker plunging roughly 20 feet through the roof of a factory and painfully landing crotch first on the metal handle of a machine. Oh.
Sam, this is an Idiocracy show, right? Ow, My Balls, was that the show in Idiocracy?
Mm-hmm.
I think it would make
James Cranswick.
It's on camera.
James Cranswick, who will never have children again, if he has any at all.
Now his name is James Cranswick.
26 years old, smashed through a skylight and squirmed in agony in the harrowing clip that was released by Britain's Health and Safety Executive Watchdog Group, who said he was lucky to be alive. He'll be lucky to father children.
He probably doesn't want to be alive right now.
He immediately...
Kill me! Somebody kill me!
He immediately put his hands on the tender region and began rolling like he was on fire.
He probably wished he was.
Yeah.
I'm over here cringing.
Yeah. I haven't seen the video.
It's a 40-foot drop.
Oh, God.
Straight onto the old nether region.
Is it on YouTube?
If you just Google the story, it's thumbnailed on every single story about it.
James Cranswick.
How would you like to not only have the worst fall of your life, but have it be on every suggested web browsing?
You think to yourself, I'm going to die right now. And then that is what softens your fall, and you're like, why didn't I die?
Oh,
I would have rather landed on my head.
Having like phantom pains between Scott's like at breaks showing me pictures of head trauma on reels.
Those are fun.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy who tried to jump into a pool from a
phantom pain right now.
Hang on, I'm waiting for the video to pop up so I can give you a real-time reaction.
My God. There you go. That's the real-time reaction.
Don't.
Anyway,
he's going to need some kind of medication.
He was hauling materials from one side of the roof to the other, really, while erecting scaffolding.
Oh,
not doing that for a long time.
When he accidentally stepped into... Oh, bro.
Oh. You just watched it?
Yeah.
Gonna be okay.
I'm about to throw up.
It's even worse when you know it was a 40-foot fall, because in the CCTV camera, all you see is him come into the top of the frame and boom, right onto the you know.
I don't know. I don't know what's worse, that the New York Post put the video up, or on the third time you see it, it is in such slow motion that you see every little painful moment for this young man.
In the video, they put the video up three times back to back to back. It's like when Kevin Ware got a compound fracture. ESPN was like, you want to see a bone on the court?
Ugh. So just trying to get some more estrogen back in the show. What's the equivalent for a lady here? Like, everyone knows if a guy lands, you know, like that, like the first thing you're thinking is, oh,
childbirth.
Well, I've always heard that
I'm talking about like an accident
or being like, struck in that same region is
equally painful.
Yeah.
Ladies, call in. Tell us what's it like to be kicked in the crotch. What's the phone number here again? 586-7798. Call us with your crotch stories.
No, whoa.
Kicking,
whoa.
Crotch kicking stories. Whoa. I'm correcting it. Just go ahead and hit the dump button now.
A bad hygiene habit that can lead to depression.
Another upper of a story here. Here we go.
We tend to think of depression as something that exists in the mind, but that reality is that it affects the entire body, and the whole body can have an impact on depression, including your teeth and gums. Poor oral hygiene can lead to gum disease. Gum disease creates chronic inflammation. According to Dr. Jason Auerbach, chronic inflammation has been associated with a number of health conditions, including depression.
3 p.m. is officially the new health and wellness hour here on the Dana and Parks Show.
Or strange work mishaps that will make sure that you never
that's
have
part
children.
Of health and wellness as well.
That's right.
No, I've heard that for a long time. Flossing is actually, I hear, is more important than brushing.
You know, and I must confess, I floss from time to, but I am, for whatever reason, it's never top of mind. It's, and I'm not happy to admit it, but I will admit it. Right now, I can't think of the last time I flossed my teeth, and I know I need to.
Yuck.
I don't floss often enough either. Every time I go to the dentist, you've been flossing? Yeah, I've flossed once or twice since the last dentist? Time I was here.
Why are your gums bleeding all over the
you
place?
You lie to the dentist?
No. I'm honest. They'll be like, you've been flossing? I'm like, yeah, I flossed twice since the last time I was here, which was 6 months ago.
Like, oh, my teeth. I've been doing the dance that all the kids do.
The reality is that our gums make up a large majority of our mouth. And so we need to brush our gums. We need to floss. We need to take care of our gums.
Well, I think my tongue.
I think more than like an open wound on your body, it's the easiest entry point for bad things to get in your bloodstream.
Oh, most certainly.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
And hygiene of the mouth can be an indicator of so many other concerns inside the body. Health markers. That's what I was looking for.
Mm.
Let me see what else we got.
Depression
over here.
Is a full body experience, folks.
I'm just looking to see what other health
yeah.
news stories.
Can we get
have.
Like a?
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.